Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the giant universe around our tiny planet Earth. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. We bid farewell to Saturn as it begins to leave our island skies. The giant planet will be setting at 7:55 in the west.
And this week we are hearing about a discovery that emerged late last week, and it involves both the Kepler Space Telescope and some observers at the Mauna Kea Summit.
So astronomers have stumbled across a highly irregular observation from a distant star 1,500 light-years away.
What could be going on?
Well, the initial discovery was actually made by a group of volunteers using a website application to analyze light curves from the Kepler Space Telescope. These light curves are used to help us identify planets around other stars. However, one star in particular stood out as being unlike anything we've ever seen before. In fact, it picked up the attention of the observatories on Mauna Kea.
Which observatories or telescopes?
So the United Kingdom Infrared Telescope, which is now run by the East Asian Observatory, and the Keck Telescope were both used to try and identify what was going on. The light curve indicates the planet going around a star, so every time we have a dip in the curve, we know that the planet is passing in front of the star and causing the light to dim a little bit. However, with this new discovery, the dimming was irregular, and in some cases, it was massive. Up to 20% of the star's light was obscured at one time. Now, this gives us two possibilities that have been narrowed down. The first one is that what we're seeing is a clump of comets that have been disturbed and are traveling into the solar system. Another theory is that what we are actually seeing is a structure that is orbiting that distant star.
The size of the structure.
It's really difficult at this stage to give even an approximate size, but perhaps many, many times larger than our own Earth.
So what's the timeline on the next observations?
This has caught the attention of so many people that astronomers are now trying to get time on telescopes to do follow-up observations. It's entirely possible that some of the scopes on Mauna Kea will be used to look again at this star. We can expect the first follow-up observations to come in January, when astronomers are hoping to turn a radio telescope to this star and perhaps listen in on any signal that may be generated.
Sounds fascinating for sure. And Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Grateful for the report. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week here for Stargazer.